This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
This is a day that the Lord has made. Do you believe that? This is a day that the Lord has made. I want you to know that everything you need is already here. God has prepared everything you need, and it's here. So it's up to you to acknowledge what God has prepared for you, and before you leave this place, you can grab it and go home. Amen? How many of you know that this week will be a blessed week? How many of you know that? Yes. I don't know what was a week before, but this week, if you believe that this week will be a blessed week, it will be a blessed week. I'm talking this morning about divine identity. Hello? Divine identity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When we look in the Bible, identity is connected. Identity is linked to what we call destiny. Somebody said destiny. How many of you know that we are walking into our destiny? Hallelujah. So, identity is always linked to destiny. When we talk about names, names had a specific meaning on the life and ministry. When we look in the Old Testament, things was quite different, especially when a son was born. Amen? It is his name that will determine his future. Praise the Lord. People of the Old Testament will always pray that they can give a name which will fulfill the purpose of God. If we go to the book of Genesis, chapter 36, verse 16 to 18, the word of God talk about someone whose name was Rachel. Amen? By the time Rachel was about to give birth, the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 36, verse 16, she was having great difficulties in giving birth. She was in pain, lot of suffering. But just before she died, just before she passed away, the thing she does, she named her son Ben-Oni. What Ben-Oni means? Ben-Oni means pain. Ben-Oni means sorrow. Amen? But you can see in your Bible straight away, the father, he changed the name of his son from Ben-Oni to Benjamin, which means my right hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why I'm telling you that name has a specific meaning in the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Names bearing negativity was change. I always like to give testimony about myself, about my family. But today I want to share something maybe I have never shared about my son regarding his name. You know, we got 3 daughters, 1 son. When the time came for Emma, my wife, she was pregnant that time, and we came to know that she will have a baby boy. We were very excited. We don't say that girl is not good, all good, amen? But we said, okay, if we got a boy, we will be happy. So the boy was coming. And you know, grandma, they are more excited than us. So when the boy was born, it means my son, when my son was born, my mom came to the hospital to see my wife and the kids. And my mom was saying, hey, you don't have to worry. I got a very beautiful name. I got a nice name for my grandson. And I was just looking at my mother, and I was just laughing because I don't know exactly what is going on. Amen? The son was born. My wife was still in hospital. I said, okay, we wait and see. My mom, she never said anything until Christmas time. Me and my wife at home, we already decided what name we will give to our son. But we never know what the name my mother got. So it was Christmas time, and all the family, we were at my mom's place for a Christmas dinner. All were sitting around, a lot of fun, enjoying the meal. Just after the meal, my mom started to share Christmas gift to every and each one of us. Suddenly, you know what? My mom called my son with a very strange name. And on the gift, that name was written there. I was not happy. I wasn't happy. Maybe some who know, you know, in the Indian culture, when a son is born, the family, they always go to the priest to see what name will be given to son or daughter, whatever. Or they go into their book, you know, their religious book, to see what sort of name. Then, from that, you know what? The priest will say, okay, the name of the boy or the girl must start by T, B, whatever, because that name will determine his future. How many of you know a bit about that? Yeah, it is. Not only in the Hindu culture, almost in every sort of culture, it's like that. So when I don't want to pronounce the name, but I wasn't happy. I said, Mom, please, my son, he got only one name. The name you have given to my son, I don't want to receive that name, and we don't accept that name. My mom was very upset. But I was more upset than her. And everything that day was changed, was upside down. It was like an argument, you know. I said, Mom, you can't do that because we are completely different to you now. We are Christian. We are born again. We got our book. We got our God. Everything we do, we need to go to our God first. And my mom, her face was completely changed. I rebuked my mother. My mother said, no, this is my grandson. I like my grandson. I said, yes, he is your grandson, but he is my son. You can't give him a name. If you like the name, what I want to tell you, if you got a chance to get another son, you can give him the name. You know, all my brothers, my sisters were shocked because the way I was talking to my mom. I'm not bad, but God was talking to me in such a way that I don't want to compromise with them, you know. When we are Christian, brothers and sisters, we need to know we can't please anyone. Hello? The one we need to please is only God. Amen? And everything we do is only for His glory, brothers and sisters, because we, being a Christian, we know that our future is in the hand of God. So, everything, as I said, was upside down. We leave the gift. We leave the party. We just walk away home. And before I go, I said, Mom, if you want to see your grandson, make sure you forget about that name. Don't call my son that name, otherwise there will be problem. So my mom was shocked because, you know, when I was born, not only me, but all my brothers and sisters, we came to know that all our name come from the priest. And you know, the name that my mother gave me, she was expected me to become a Hindu priest. When I grow up, I came to know all about these things. Amen? But I praise God that today, I'm not a Hindu priest, but I am a priest for our Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a clap of hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that your name will determine your future. Amen? Believe it or not, when we go to the Bible, you can see it. It's very, very clear. So, names bearing negativity was changed. People of the Old Testament, they knew very well the importance of name. Very sad to say, nowadays, we are Christian, but we don't care about names and so on, you know. If you are a fan of someone, a big star, so sometimes you want your son to be called that name. You know that? Let's take an example. How many of you know Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson. He's very famous, but he's no more. But I've been watching a few times Michael Jackson, and Every time I watch him, you know what he's doing? He's doing. This is where he is now. So you want your son to be called Michael Jackson? Where is his future? Hello? So we need to understand that name is very important. Amen. Hallelujah. For God to change your destiny. Every one of us, we have a destiny. Amen? For God to change our destiny, God has to change our name first. I don't know how many of you can understand in the spiritual what I'm talking about. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's see. When Jesus first met with Simon in the Bible, Jesus said, Simon, you will no longer be called Simon. As from now on, you will be called what? You will be called Peter. So if you go on in the Word of God, you will see what Jesus was talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. So behind that, there is a reason for Jesus to change the name of Simon into Peter. Your name is Peter from now on. Same with Saul. How many of you know Saul in the Bible? Was he a good man? Hello? Very bad man. Man of character. Full of violence. Killing Christian. Persecuting the church. But when he was stopped by Jesus, you know what? Jesus said, Saul, you will no longer be Saul now. Your name will be, you know, Paul, the great apostle of the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have so many more, such as Abraham, Sarah, Jacob, and so on. So what I'm talking, I say it makes sense, brother. I'm not here to say, okay, brother, sister, when the service is over, you just go home and change your name. No, I'm not talking about that. No. There's a name that God has given you. Amen? Praise the Lord. We need to understand the day we came to the Lord, our destiny is changed. Amen. You know, I have already told you long time before, I came from a very poor family. Maybe a lot of you came. Is there someone here who came from the palace, from a wealthy family? Hello? You can meet me after church. So, most of us, we know what poverty is. Amen? We came from a very poor family. Long part of my life, I have been living in poverty. I don't want to go deep in all these things because of time. 1979, long time ago, 1979, I became a born-again Christian. I came from the Hindu background, and I became a Christian. And that day was a great day. That day was something extraordinary. Amen? Everything was changed, full of joy, full of excitement. Amen? 1979. 21 years, brothers and sisters, I have been living a miserable life. Today, my conversion date 38 years. Long way. Amen? Long way. Sometimes, you know, there are people, they got discouraged. They walk away from the Lord. One day, I met a lady that while I was walking in the city, I met a lady who was in my church. She was not coming to church anymore, so I take the opportunity to meet her, and I said, "Sister, how are you?" Said, "I'm okay. This. You're not coming to church anymore. Why?" And you know what the sister said? "I am discouraged. So many problems. Lot of problems. I have been praying. I have been reading the word of God. I have been coming to church, but problem after problem. So I feel discouraged. I feel it's better for me to walk away than coming to church." And I said, "Okay, sister, how old are you?" And the sister said, "I'm 60 years of age." I said, "Okay, you are not too old. I'm not far from you." And I said, "How long have you been coming to church?" "Maybe nearly 1 year." "Maybe nearly 1 year." I said, "Okay, nearly 1 year. How come nearly 1 year you've been coming to church and you have been discouraged? You can't keep going. You can't wait upon God. Whereas 59 years you have been with," you know what I'm saying, "you have been serving them, worshiping them, giving them this. You've never been discouraged. And here with the Lord, who got everything for you, instead of waiting upon him because your miracle is on the way, and you say you are discouraged." Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, God has a destiny for us. No matter what you are going through, but God has something better for you. Amen. So, while I was talking about my journey with the Lord, it's almost 38 years now I have been walking with God. And I praise God that during the 38 years, never backslide, never stop, never walking. I have been through a lot of difficulties, but I'm still going on, because I know the best is about to come. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I can say it was not my choice. Just like me, many among you were born in poverty. Our future was completely dark. Amen? Yeah, our future was dark. We were doing a lot of things, but we never know exactly where we are going. Okay? We did not have any destiny. We are just going and going nowhere. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today, I can say, since I met the Lord, I have become part of the family of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Today I can say, I am a blessed man. Are you a blessed person? Yeah. Why? Because our life is in the hand of God now. Amen. It's true that we are not walking on red carpet, but we are blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. with a blessed family. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, a few weeks back, I met in somewhere in a place called Springville. I met someone there. And that guy I met, he was shocked on seeing me. He came to me and grabbed me. He said, "Hey, Brother Deva, how are you?" I said, "I'm not Brother Deva. I'm David now." He said, "I know you by that name. How come you are David now?" He said, "I have a friend who was telling me about one of his friends who is a pastor. His name is David. And I told him that I would like to meet that guy." And praise the Lord, that day when he met me, he did not know that I am Pastor David, because he knew me as David. Then I started sharing with him a long time back. I have changed my name because in the spiritual, I have understood something very, very important. That's why I have changed my name. And now I don't bear the name of Deva, but I bear the name of David now. You know, that guy was shocked. That guy was shocked. So I don't want to go deep in regarding the change of my name, because that's a long, long story. Maybe next time we can talk about that. Amen? Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that we are not an ordinary person. Amen? Hello? You are not an ordinary person. The very first time you met with Jesus, you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you commit your life to Him, you know what? The Bible tells us we have become sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. Somebody saying, "I am the son, I'm daughters of God." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God, you know what? He gave us a new name. God gave us that day a new destiny. No matter where you are born. Maybe you are born here in Australia, in America, in UK. No matter where you are born. No matter where you come from. No matter which family you belong to. But today, let me tell you, you belong to the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you sure for that? Yes, say it. I belong to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And you know, the good thing is, God said, we are sitting with great people. Look at somebody next to you. Say, "You are great. I'm sitting next to you." Yeah, we are great. We don't have to walk on the road and boast about myself. I say, "I'm great." We are already great in the eyes of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So often, no. We need to know that we don't have to care about what people think, what people feel, or what people see, what people say about us. So often, we care about what people think about me, what people say about me. No. Let's care about what God thinks about us. But the thing, the way God thinks about us is beyond limit. Amen? Hallelujah. That's why God said in His word, we are like how you call, apple of his eyes? Yeah, we are like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So often, there is conflict between our earthly identity and our heavenly identity. Let's take one example from the Bible. If we look at the life of Timothy, in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 1 to 3, the Bible said the mother of Timothy was? She was a Jew. His father was a Gentile. You can see there was a conflict within himself due to where his father come from and where his mother come from. But praise be to God that when you look at his grandmother, they were prayer warriors for God. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. So let's go forward. By the time Paul met Timothy, he was very young that time, okay? But at the same time, he got a real passion for the word of God. You can see that Paul bring Timothy along with him, encouraging him, reminding him about a lot of things such as laying of hand, word of prophecy. Why? Why? What's the reason behind that? Just because of his course. It means that his earthly identity and his heavenly identity. Praise the Lord. There is what we call, there is a mixture in his life through the marriage of his mom and his dad. In giving you this example, I want you to know sometimes, somewhere, we are lost because of all these things. That's why so many people, they're still Christian, they're still coming to church, but sometimes they are confused. Amen? So they don't know exactly where they are going. There is always a question mark in their mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We were doing a lot of worse things. Praise be to God, the time Jesus came in our life, the Bible tells us that we have been saved. Amen? We are saved. Jesus invested himself in us, and we can say that we are born again. Hallelujah. God put in us a new heart, a new spirit. Many people can testify about us. Some may come and remind us of our past, which is true. You know, some people who don't know me, who I am now, maybe they got news that I'm a Christian now, the devil will try to use them to come to me and to always remind me of my past. Hey, don't you know that you were? But we know that now, being in Christ, we have a new identity. Straight away, you have to rebuke that, refuse it, and don't mess with all these people, with all these lies. Otherwise, you will be in trouble. Hallelujah. So, you don't have to mess with all these things. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. I know most of you are very familiar with that. It said, those who are in Christ, we are a new creature. All things have passed away, and everything has become new. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us that Jesus, he took all our past and threw it deep into the sea, and we are a new creature. Say to yourself, I am a new creature. Yes, you are. I am a new creature. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The presence of God is in me. So, going forward, we can see how Paul took Timothy with him to Jerusalem. And what Paul did, the Bible says that Paul, on his journey, on his way to Jerusalem with Timothy, he convinced Timothy to circumcise because he was not accepted by the Jews to share the word of God. I tell you, there was a conflict within him between his earthly identity and his heavenly identity. Hallelujah. So when Paul took him with him, along with him, Paul has to convince him to circumcise in such a way when he talked to the people that will open doors for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, one thing I want you to know. Let's say, when you look at that screen, you can see the screen all white there. Everybody who came in, when looking at that, they said, wow, very bright. But once you put a drop of ink on that whole white, when people came in, they won't see the whole white. They will see only the spot which is black. And they will talk about that. This is what people try to do against us. We are not perfect. Amen? Are you perfect? We are not perfect. But we are still walking forward. We are still trusting God. We are still believing God. We are still brothers and sisters. Oh, wait upon God to mold us, to shape us, to make us like Him. So you don't have to worry what people think, what people say, and so on. No, 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 no. I am a new creature. I have been given a new name. I'm walking in my destiny. Hallelujah. Never, never accept these lies. If you go to the book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 33, this is a report that came from the people who had been sent by Moses to explore the land of Canaan. You know what they said? When they went there, they see the land. They see all the promises of God. They see the goodness of God. But when they saw all the giants, they forget about their identity. They forget about their divine. Sometimes some of us, we are like that. Due to situation, due to circumstances, we almost forget what we are. No matter what the situation is, big or small, it's scary or not, but still we know, we need to know that we are child of God. We belong to God, and we can say, He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Hello? Hello? Are you blessed this morning? So, the Bible tells us these people, instead of acknowledging their identity, you remember God said, I will be with you. Everywhere you will walk, I will walk. Everywhere you will stand, I will stand. Everywhere you will sit, I will sit. It means that God was always with them. But seeing all these giants, they change. You know, sometimes people of God, believers, we are like, you know, how you call the lizard? You call that lizard? Yeah. Huh? How you call it? Yeah, lizard. When you look at this tiny animal, it change many times. Sometimes it's green, sometimes it's yellow, sometimes it's blue, sometimes it's black, sometimes you don't know. It's like rainbow. So, are we like that, brothers and sisters? No. Whatever situation come on our way, we need to know that we are still Christian. God is still with us. Amen. We are still more than conqueror. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that these people, instead of knowing who they are, hallelujah, what they said, they see themselves in the eyes of this giant like grasshopper. Hallelujah. How do you see yourself, brothers and sisters? This is a question that you need to ask yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. We need to know how we see ourselves. Once you accepted these identities, you become so to others. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the people of Israel, they reject their divine identity and their destiny by doing so and so. Surprisingly, the Bible said, how many of you know how many giants were there in the land of Canaan? How many of you know that? Hello? Hello? There's a gift for you if you give a right answer. How many giants? The Bible tells us there were only 6 giants in the land of Canaan. Whereas the people of Israel, how many were there? Were them? How many of them? The Bible tells us they were in whole 2 million people. Can't you believe that 6 giants, 2 million people fall on these 6 giants at once, they finish. But they did not know that. They could not see that. What they were seeing all negative. Instead of seeing how great they are, God is with them, and so on. Sometime, you people, we are like that. Amen? So, brothers and sisters, it's for us to change the way of thinking. Amen? The way we see things. Hallelujah. Even there were grasshoppers, they could have easily jumped on these 6 giants and finished them all. What happened? The Bible tells us they believe in the lies. Amen? Instead of believing in what God said, brothers and sisters, I come here this morning to tell you, don't believe in what people said. Yeah, people, they are not bad. All what people are saying seem to be good, make sense, but even though, it's not the word of God. Amen? You need to be careful on what you receive, what you accept. Hallelujah. It's only the word of God which is true. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, what happens? They believe in their lies. They look at themselves with their own eyes. What happens when you don't acknowledge your divine identity? That's a big problem. When you don't acknowledge your divine identity, what will happen? You will turn round, around, and around, and around, until what? Until you die in the wilderness. God has not called us to be a failure. Amen? That's why the Bible said in the book of Genesis, is there anything too hard for me? Things which is impossible for you, it's possible for me. Amen? So we are sons and daughters of God. Everything we go through, we need to leave everything in the hand of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time, brothers and sisters, to leave these identities. Step into the favor of God, because in all things, we are more than conquerors. We have been given power and authority. Brothers and sisters, what we need to do now? In the face of situation, you don't have to run away. Let's stand on our feet. Hallelujah. We don't have to run away. We need to say, we need to speak up. We need to speak against our situation. Amen? When problem came, when situation is not good, don't cry. Don't run. Go and see Pastor David. Don't go to brothers and sisters. Sometimes it's good. We need these people. But the thing is, you need to grow, brothers and sisters. Amen? God has given you a new name. Amen? God has given you a new destiny, a new identity. So, what are you doing with that? You need to take authority and stand against whatever come your way and speak against them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say it with me. I am a child of God. Lift our hand, say it. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Satan, you cannot touch me. You cannot touch me. You cannot touch my family. You cannot touch my business. You cannot touch my marriage. You cannot touch my children. You cannot touch my finance. You cannot touch my health. You are under my feet. You are defeated. I have a divine identity given by God, signed by the precious blood of Jesus. I'm standing on the word of God. May God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your wonderful word. I believe, oh God, that there is right now, oh, such an impartation. I declare and decree your blessing upon these people, no matter what they are going through. But right now, I rebuke every situation. I rebuke every plan of the devil over their life. And I say, the favor of God is with you, and you are blessed. Bless in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombol Christian Fellowship.